morning and welcome to Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. It is a 34 bright sunshine. Trevor Dorsey in the house. How you doing there, counselor?
Good. How are you this morning?
Doing okay. We had a city council meeting last night, got into a lot of dollars and cents and what have you, but I want to come back to that. Nothing was mentioned about further, you know, phasings, I guess, of opening for the state last night at the meeting. Is that correct?
No, there was a little bit of brief conversation about maybe what the R's plan states out or what we're seeing across the state as far as retail and restaurants. Yeah. I think we set a little bit stricter parameters maybe than what the R's plan or the other maybe cities or municipalities in the state are doing. And so we elected not to tinker with any of the ordinance. We will obviously meet again on June the 1st. I think at that point, we keep seeing the numbers and the trends move in a positive direction. And, you know, the initial reasoning behind the shutdown was to not overwhelm the medical system. And I know that certainly, I don't believe, has been done here. At least I've not seen any statistics that show that the Bartlesville or Washington County medical community has been overwhelmed. Unfortunately, we did see a pretty good spike in cases. I believe it was on the 12th and the 21st, and those were due to some senior nursing facilities that we have in Bartlesville. So, you know, very unfortunate. And due to that, there was some deaths that were unexpected. And so, but I'm thinking, I read on social media that one of the nursing facilities is now COVID-free, which is very good.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, to me, right now needs to be the focus. Is the vulnerability, the people that fit into that category, and what we do to protect them, because that's where our biggest influx has been here in Washington County anyway. And I think in looking at some data from some other counties, there's a few other counties close and surrounding that may have had a few mm-hmm. nursing home instances. And so, you know, that seems to be all those other counties, the average mean median age is 79. And so, you know, it affects older people, it seems more drastically. And so we've got to do a good job of protecting the vulnerable. That's what we've, I think, tried to do with the ordinance. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have it in place. And I believe that's why we have the phasing, to make sure that there's no more spikes and that we can kind of get through the initial phase. And I think I'm not saying that that there can't be other cases crop up, but at least right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you go around town, you don't see a whole lot of people out and about. And I think people are doing a pretty decent job of social distancing. I don't like to go in stores a whole lot unless I just have to, but I've had to go in a few, and they're not overcrowded, or at least the ones I've been in haven't at the times I was there. So I think folks are doing a good job. I think folks are doing a good job of protecting themselves, whether that's gloves, mask, or I think I've used so much hand sanitizer, my hands have peeled several times. But we got to keep doing that, because we don't want, I certainly don't want COVID, and I know a lot of people don't. And so we just keep on doing what we're doing, and hope the trends keep going in the right direction, and keep moving forward.
One thing that we were talking about in the green room was that the pool, one of the pools, is set to open up.
Frontier Pool, I think, will open up on June the 6th. So all the kids will be excited. I know my kids, at least my younger ones, they can't wait till the pool opens. And I don't know that that's a whole lot different time frame. Usually, I think it's
about
around
a week and a half, 2 weeks, something like that.
Because it's usually open on Memorial Weekend, I believe. And so it's just going to be bumped out a little bit, but it will be open. I don't know about Sooner Pool. There was some conversation about that, but it looks like for sure Frontier, and I don't know anything on any other pools that might have a potential of opening, but that does give some options. And I did hear somewhere that the Kitty Park will open sometime in June as well, I think. So I'm assuming there'll be limited the number of people, because
a lot of spacing.
Kitty Park can get pretty wild. You take the kids there, and you can be elbow to elbow all night long with everybody. And so if they do, I'm sure there will be some sort of criteria or quota on how we handle that or manage it. But I know that's been a staple in Bartlesville forever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the young kids, not just from Bartlesville and Washington County, but you know,
all over.
You get people from probably an hour away driving just to go to the kiddie park. And
oh, bet.
It's a great evening, great fun with your family. And
can't beat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jiminy. Now, we did talk about dollars and cents. I was a little surprised when I heard Mr. Munninger say that we're not going to be dipping into the reserve funds, that we did okay maybe through this COVID-19 crisis, meaning that, you know, we took a lump, but we didn't get to the death knell.
Yeah, I think we, our sales tax, obviously, were probably a little down, but, you know, in retrospect, originally, I think he brought up the first month sales tax revenue was actually ahead of where it was, and I think a lot of that was due to people buying in bulk,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they were worried.
Paper goods, you're saying?
Yeah, I think toilet paper helped to get us over the sales tax hump there for a while. But, you know, those numbers will come down a little bit. Obviously, folks are staying inside, which, you know, we don't want to. We don't want overcrowding and additional spreading, so they're doing good. But I also would encourage everyone to shop local.
Mm. Oh, indeed.
You know, I know right now, you know, if you're at home or you're in your house, a lot of times people may be ordering online because they don't want to get out. They don't want to subject themselves to, you know, potentially being sick. But where you can and when you can, I encourage everybody to shop local because all our local businesses, vendors, they certainly need your support now more than in previous years because when you're shut down for a few weeks and then you got to try to open back up and make it, you know, a lot of people, it's tough making it just when things
week
are normal.
Week, yeah.
So I encourage everybody to shop local if they can, if they feel comfortable to get out, but just do it, you know. Try to maintain a social distance right now and still do the protocols to keep everybody safe.
All right. What else we got cooking at City Hall? I mean, we've got a little bit more than COVID-19. We've got a little bit more than swimming pools, movie stars.
Yeah, well,
what else do we have?
We obviously last night we talk about the budget a lot, and that tends to be a really long meeting. You know, I don't know how many people tuned in last night, and if they did, they might not have made it through the whole thing because it's just a lot of budget, numbers here, numbers there.
And unless you're a numbers person, it's really hard to follow along.
But, you know, this is a very important process that we go through every year. I think it's been the second or third one maybe that I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, each department head has the directive to put together their own budget. You know, whether it's streets, sanitation, mm-hmm. engineering, you know, parks. And so they will put together those budgets, bring them in. We compile them, you know, in the notebook, I believe, is, you know, like a foot thick.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have the tabs to go through each individual area and look at the total of the budget. One thing that Jason did bring up is we are projecting sales tax revenue to be down 4.3% next year,
mm-hmm.
Which – to me, doesn't sound too awfully horrible based upon where we're at and what's going on right now. Hopefully that's going to be kind of in line where we fall. And you did say we don't want to dip into the reserve fund. And fortunately, we have in our capital reserve, we've got almost $5 million.
That's pretty good for a rainy day.
Yeah, and I don't know that many cities in Oklahoma can claim that. I think we have done well in the past of putting money aside for such scenarios, and we're hopeful that we don't have to dig into that this year. We think that we can make it through this with, you know, strategically cutting some things out of the budget that, mm-hmm. that aren't, you know, completely necessary, and maybe really watching our pennies when we're spending. And I think department heads have been tasked with that. And so I think that they'll do a good job so that we don't have to dig into that fund and we can keep that and keep building upon that going forward. We talked about the pensions mm-hmm. For employees. And, you know, in a normal year, we kind of overfund that pension plan, or we have tried to for several years. This year, I think, you know, we'll probably put in what's needed. We won't be able to overfund that. But I think we're still in line. We've done a really good job You know, past councils have done a tremendous job in making sure that those monies are there. Same thing with that reserve fund. You know, they've never dug into it, and so they've been very diligent in keeping that available for such events. Now, the good thing is if we do get to a point this year where we have to have some additional funding, we do have that available. So not going to go ask people for additional taxes. And so I think we did talk about, you know, five-year utility rate plan increase. So over the next couple of years, you will see some of your utilities increase. And we and I don't think that's it's going to be anything overwhelming, but we do need to upgrade water plant facilities, may need to do a second one. And so there's some things there that we will have to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that folks will continue to see a little bit of talk about that.
Good. Now, we've got the bond thing coming up, and I know that's been kind of put on pause. But still, that is not what we were talking about as a tax increase. It'd be a continuation of what we have going on right now. We're just asking for it to sunset later.
Yes,
rather than
yes,
sooner.
That's correct. We have a bond that sunset or would sunset, so we're asking to continue that. And that election will be held, I believe, on August the 25th. We did bump that back. I think the timing of it hit where we would be doing that pretty soon. And
like now,
with all this with all this COVID business going on, we bumped that back to August the 25th. And so we would, you know, encourage voters to get out and vote for that because, again, it's not increasing anybody's taxes. We're just asking you to continue a bond that's on the books so that we can continue to provide good essential services. You know, we provide good streets, good water and sanitation, and we can continue to provide wonderful parks. I mean, you've been in this community long enough now that you probably have experienced a lot of these parks.
Yep.
And I know we've both been at events for our children
at
the community center.
Yeah.
So. We have some amenities and some things in this community that I don't know very many communities our size have.
They don't. I've been there, done that. They don't. They're not even close.
And so we want to continue to provide those kind of things for folks. And this is an avenue in which we can do that. I know when the Michael Seamers brought up, you know, he spoke about the bond in streets and bridges, pools, parks, which those probably go together, water, sanitation, storm drainage. In Price Fields, if you haven't driven by Price Fields, they're undergoing some major renovation. We're adding several fields and more parking. And the fields on the, I guess that would be the far north side, where my kids typically play. Although this year, I don't think there's really going to be a season. But and that's not a end of the world deal, you know, for small kids. I feel pretty sad for a lot of these high school seniors and college seniors that. This might have been the last time they donned a uniform.
Yeah.
And
it didn't kind of feel incomplete, yeah.
Yeah, so, and you know, the graduation ceremonies. But it's really neat to see on social media a lot of the schools came up with pretty unique deals or situations to go ahead and perform some sort of ceremony for the graduates.
We were up in Dewey with our TV cameras. We had that that drive-through graduation. That was something else.
Yeah, that's pretty cool that, you know, thinking outside the box in order to honor the graduates. And I'm sure that's something that they'll always remember. This is obviously a unique year to be a graduate.
It is.
Unfortunately, maybe fortunately, because I can remember sitting and you always have a speaker. And you know, at that age, at least in high school, maybe I wasn't completely focused, and I was just wanting to get my diploma and move on.
Same here.
So this may be a little bit better. They got to have some uniqueness, and but it was nice to see that all of at least the local area high schools seemed to come up with some sort of plan to honor those graduates, and I think it was very, very neat.
Very, very ingenious. I got to tell you something else. Well, our time is just about up, but I want to thank you for being here with us today and kind of bringing us up to speed and letting us know that it's not all gloom and doom and it's not all clouds and the end of the world being here in Bartlesville. By the way, street work, I witnessed it there on West Frank Phillips Boulevard. Been kind of milling and churning and kind of flattening out the bumps and the humps and everything else. I guess that's a sign of some things to come as it moves closer toward the downtown.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of water and sewer work that's been completed, and so now there's some...
Over there by Adams. Yeah,
there's some road work going on now, and this may be a really good time to get a lot of that done because there's less people out and about. And so that way, maybe people aren't as disgruntled that their interruption of getting to and from work or getting to and from school or other things. So, now's a pretty good time maybe to be getting some of those projects done.
I was driving in downtown Bartlesville about 5:20, last week sometime, middle of the week. Normally at about 5:20, we get our version of the 5 o'clock rush minute, okay? Yeah, it looked like Sunday. And yeah, you weren't waiting for somebody to nod off or look at their phone while at the stop sign or something like that. There was no one ahead of you. But you're right. There is a little bit of a silver lining here. We can get these things started, moving on, and perhaps maybe wrapped up a little bit ahead of time. That'd be a switch, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be nice. I mean, typically, a lot of the road work, unfortunately, has to be done when the weather's nice and people, want to be out and about and doing things. And right now, not so many people wanting to be out and about and doing things. And so probably some good timing to get some of those projects done or started and hopefully completed pretty soon.
Yeah, very good. Well, thank you for dropping by. Always a pleasure having you.
It's always good being here. We didn't talk about one more thing.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
We always talk about if you feel led to and you want to serve in some sort of capacity, there's always openings on certain committees and other things like that. I know we do have a few right now, so check the city website, call the city offices. If there's something that you have interest in, we need good folks to serve on committees, and we've always got an opening somewhere. So feel free to check in with us and let us know you're interested, because we always want good help.
It's always also good to have some fresh faces in there, too, some fresh ideas.
Yes, sir. That's true.
All right. Take care, Trevor.
Good to see you, Tom.
All right. We got more coming up right here on K1.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without.